Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.
All right, we want to welcome the head coach of the Cookeville High School volleyball team, Coach Jamie Cherry. Jamie, welcome this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We want to learn a little bit more about you. I know this is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is your second season.
Yes, sir.
Coming up. And you don't have to call me sir. Okay?
That's just habit.
That's
sorry.
That's my dad. Okay. But we want to learn a little bit more about you, about how you're building your program, how you're how do you want your student athletes, because that's truly what they are, how you want your student athletes to get out of being a team member of Coach Cherry's team. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Pretty sure you're from the area, so kind of let's just start from there.
I was born in Ohio. My parents moved here when I was in second grade, so I've been here since second grade. I went to Capshaw Elementary, Sycamore Elementary, and then on through. I was part of the last graduating class from the old high school. So 1995 was when I graduated high school. I went to Tennessee Tech. And then I became a school teacher. So I've been teaching at Prescott for 14 years, Prescott Middle School.
Wow.
I started off in Overton County at Wilson Elementary. It was my very first teaching year, and then came to Prescott. So I've been there ever since. I played volleyball starting my freshman year under Karen Brooks, who is pretty much a legend as far as volleyball at Cookeville High School, building that program from the bottom. And so she was a huge motivator in my life as far as volleyball and helping me be excited about the game. I played softball and volleyball through my high school career, and then when I graduated, I just went on to college. I didn't play sports in college, but it's just always been on my heart. Sports have been a big deal in my life, and I'm just super excited to be able to give back to what was given to me when I was going through that program.
Obviously, you've got a very involved family when it comes to sports and everything. Tell us a little bit about them and overall the whole Mojo organization that you guys have been able to create.
Yeah, so I married Brooks Cherry. He's from Lebanon, Tennessee. He went to Freed Hardeman University on a baseball scholarship. We met later in life actually playing softball. We played competitive co-ed softball. So I met him there, and like, we've both always grown up around sports, so that's a huge deal in our life. We never pressured our kids to play sports, but when they were little, they would come and watch us play, and we played until we were grown-ups. We're those old folks that go out and still play softball on the field and have to go home and ice and rub down with Icy Hot. We were those people, but our kids were raised on a softball field. They were always around volleyball because I was coaching with Karen Brooks when I actually delivered Briggs, our third child. I coached a volleyball game that night and went to the hospital and was induced the next morning. So,
wow.
So our kids have just been raised around it and they love it. They asked to play it. They started both of our girls started in a diaper league at Livingston, and Brooks started coaching then. And I think they were maybe 3 or 4 years old. And so they loved the game. We didn't have to pressure them to play. We just supported them. And, of course, we're pretty competitive. So if we're going to play, we want them to be the best that they can be. And so we practiced and we worked. And that just kind of kept growing. Brooks has a gift at coaching. And so other people would see that and ask for him to help them out. And so that just kind of grew into something where we had a great little group of kids and parents that wanted to move on and push their kids to the next level. And so now he actually, his Mojo softball organization has kind of blossomed into something huge. He has a great name. Now they compete at the highest level. I'm not sure how many teams they have. I think it's between like 10 and 12, 15, something like that, teams in his organization, and they all do a great job. And then from there, I started with Lucas Martin, who is the counselor at Prescott Middle School. He moved here from Wisconsin. He has a love for the game of volleyball, and so we started the Mojo Volleyball Organization, and that was before I was even thinking about becoming the volleyball coach at CHS. So we started this volleyball program just to kind of let the girls in our area have somewhere where they could play off season, because they were having to travel to Nashville and Knoxville and Chattanooga and different areas to play in any kind of organization. And I feel like club is vital to the high school program, because you're getting the extra reps and you're getting the higher competition. And so for our girls, Blake and Blair, we wanted to push them to be the best that they could be. So that's kind of where Mojo Volleyball started. We thought maybe we would have one team that very first year, and we ended up having five teams. So we had a huge turnout. And then we're going into our third Mojo travel season, and I'm just the organizer. I don't coach anymore, but we continued to have five teams the next year as well. So that's kind of grown, and I do feel like that it has pushed our volleyball program here, middle school programs and our high school programs, to the next level. And that was our goal.
Well, you know, you've said that, and definitely can see it, the competitive nature of not only your husband, but yourself and just your entire family. And it resonates within the organization through Mojo, but also through the high school volleyball team as well. Tell me a little bit about being under Coach Brooks, learning from what she has done, and not necessarily, and I'm sure that you probably are not trying to do this, but certainly you can't fill the shoes of someone who's done it as long. But tell us a little bit about what you have learned and what you want to kind of carry forward as far as just being in that coaching circle that she has created.
Well, I know everybody who knows Karen Brooks or has played for her just has a ton of respect for her, because it was so much more than volleyball. Like, she was growing young women. And I feel like that's like the biggest thing that I take from her, is that she's tough and she's going to push you to your limit. She's going to fuss at you, but then she's going to love on you. And she was like a mother to everybody that played for her. So I feel like I've gotten that from her, but I do feel like that, just the success that she's had in the program and then me playing under her, that just helps me want to push that program to be as good as it has always been. You know, you don't want to let the community down. You don't want to let people down, because I don't think she's ever had a losing season. That was one thing when we just retired a banner for her. One thing was she had a winning season every single season. And then when she left coaching, Jackie Cox took over. And she is an amazing woman, very respectable. And so I did feel like I had to fill, like I had big shoes to fill. And so when I came in, I just had to realize that I'm not there to fill somebody else's shoes. I'm there to walk in my own shoes and build the program to the best of my ability. So that was kind of the way that I walked into the program looking at it.
We're talking with Cookeville High School head volleyball coach Jamie Cherry. You're always talking about success and always wanting and winning attitude within your teams and everything. And I think every coach would want that. But we all know that there's always bumps in the road. There's always walls that you got to go through and everything. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you've had to deal with personally as well as within your team that you've had to overcome and kind of used as building blocks in order to teach these young ladies, these young women, how to deal with it if it was ever to come in their lives themselves.
Well, I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason. And I feel like how you respond to the bumps in the road, like they're going to come. Adversity's going to come. Things are going to happen in your life. But I feel like, and we talk about it with our girls, with our team, how we respond to those bumps in the road is like that's going to form you into what you're here for, what you're created for. So I was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 37. So that's been 4 years now. And that was before I had even thought about, I didn't know that the Cookeville High School job was going to come open. We didn't know that the Coxes were going to be relocating. But when I was diagnosed, I thought that was going to be the hardest thing that I was ever going to have to deal with. But the way that my family kind of thought about it was everything that happened was happening for a reason. And how we responded to it was, you know, how what we were going to get out of it or how we were going to react. So everything that happened, we tried to look at it as a positive. So anytime that I felt sick or was going to be sick, we would talk about how that was just cancer leaving the body. And until it left the body, I couldn't get better. Mm-hmm. And through the loss of my hair for girls, that's a big deal for their mom to lose hair. But we talked about that when the new hair grew back, you know, how cool it's going to be and how we've always taken things for granted. And maybe we just need to slow down in life and look at the big picture. So for us, cancer has been a huge blessing as being a bump in the road for us. I think our family grew so much from that and our relationship with God grew from that. And it actually has been a huge blessing in our life. So that's probably been our biggest obstacle. But then that led us into, we started Mojo Volleyball during that period. And then when the coaching position came available, I just had to pray about it because I wasn't sure. I felt like that I wasn't good enough to take that job. But then I'm on the same level with most high school girls. Like, they have a fear of failure. They have a fear of thinking they're not good enough. So when I thought about that, then I just started thinking about how God could use me to touch those girls' lives and let them know that they are good enough and that they are worthy. And so that's been, we try to look at everything from a positive perspective. I mean, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to do things wrong. I do things wrong as a coach, but we forgive each other. We laugh it off, and we move on. And so that's kind of been a big part of why I feel like we're so successful. Last year we were very successful. We had great leadership, but at the same time, we were just learning as young women and they were growing it so much more than the game of volleyball.
That's great. That's great. You know, a lot of people don't look at it that way. I think a lot of people that we get around that has adversity like that, they would rather have a funeral for themselves rather than to stay positive and to use it as something good that they can use to help others. You know, what are you looking at as far as, you know, a future, as far as what you see from your program, how you're building it, and some goals that you have that you've set for yourself as well as for maybe for some of your players as well?
So last year we went to the state. Cookeville High School Volleyball hadn't been to the state in 10 years. So our goal going into last year was to go to state. I really wish we would have raised that bar because we did more than just go to state. We won the first round of state. We ended up tying fifth in the state of Tennessee. So this year, our goal is to win state. Our girls are already, they're already visioning it. They see it. They want it. They work hard. We've been working out and training and we've been to camp. We just got back from camp. We had camp this weekend. I think one thing that's a little different about our program is we focus on chemistry and culture instead of going in and focusing on skills right off the bat. So chemistry and culture, I feel like, is vital to the success of our program. We spend a lot of time doing things together other than volleyball. We go to somebody's house and watch movies. We cook together. We have devotions. We go to a different girl's house and we swim together. We just do a lot of different things to build the culture and chemistry because the girls have to realize it's not about them. It's about the whole team. So the back of one of our shirts this year says "We over me." And when the girls can take that in and realize what that means, then everybody starts succeeding because they're playing for each other and not just playing for themselves. So when you can start trusting your teammates and believing in your teammates, they really play hard for each other. And so that's kind of part of the coaching strategy, is just the culture and climate of the team. And then I feel like when you're doing good things, we like to work in our community. We like to reach out. We like to serve people. So the team is actually working at the Mustard Seed Ranch banquet this mm-hmm. Thursday. We worked at the Susan G. Komen golf tournament. We just like to reach out to our community and serve. We want to get people excited about Cookeville High School volleyball. And one huge thing last year is that our stands were packed. Like, kids were looking forward to coming to a volleyball game. We had a student section at a volleyball game.
Wow.
So that's exciting for our girls. But I tell them that through them serving other people and being excited about other sports and reaching out to other teams, that's all going to come back to them. So I feel like if you live right and you do right, that good things are going to happen to you. So, again, it's so much more to me than volleyball.
And just from my experience in being around travel softball and being a father of daughters, the chemistry side of it is so often taken for granted. As far as putting girls together, it's more than just being able to recognize athletic ability and just being able to go out onto a field or go out onto a court and just play the game. Right. They've got to be able to trust. They've got to be able to rely on each other in a way that, and a lot of times guys or dads especially, don't really understand that concept of how this is more than just a team. You have to create really a family,
right,
in order to do that. And obviously from the successes that the organization has been able to put together through the Mojo organization, but also from what you've done just in 1 year, you're getting that done. So congratulations on that. When's your first game?
August 19th is when season opens. We do have a couple play day weekends coming up, and we've maxed out with four tournaments. We can play four tournaments, so we have those coming up. But August 19th is our first game. We play Stewart's Creek at Cookeville High School, and that is actually the team that we had to beat to make it to state. So we're pretty excited about playing that team. They're from Murfreesboro area.
Yep.
Very good team. Mary Dayton is their coach. She has tons of success. She always runs a great program. So we're starting off hard, strong. So I think we're going to be ready. I'm super excited about this team this year. Last year we had incredible leadership. This year, you know, I've had girls that haven't had as much like starting varsity playing time as in the past, but the leadership this year is amazing. I see a humongous drive in these girls. They have nothing to lose. They know that they're the leaders of this team. They're working. I have girls that don't just work at volleyball practice with me, but they're going out and working on their own. Their drive is incredible. And so I'm super excited about this season and these girls. And I had a couple girls that made the USA volleyball team. There's like a program, so mm-hmm. there's different levels of teams. But I have two of those that are actually gone right now. They'll be back later this week. And then I had another one that went earlier in the season. So we have yet to have our whole team together. We played at camp this weekend, and we actually did very, very well. I don't think Cookeville High School has ever been known as a scrappy volleyball team, but this year, this past camp, we were scrappy, and we were super excited about that because we were missing some of our lead players. So to get everybody back together, I'm excited about that. So this weekend, we play at Siegel in the Siegel Play Day, and we'll have everybody with us. So I'm excited to see how that turns out.
That's awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us. And we wish you nothing but the best. And we know that if you're going to set that goal, set it high, and have no doubt in my mind that you're going to bring it home. So Cookeville head volleyball coach, Coach Jamie Cherry, thank you for joining us, and good luck.
Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best. As we go inside the Coach's Headset.